Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination.
If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Have you ever played an instrument? Or wanted to play an instrument? And if so, have you ever had the urge to take your instrument outside, onto the street, to just play, as loud as you can for the whole world to hear? If so, you'll relate to today's new story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Gabby. I'm 11 years old, and I live in Massachusetts. And this is my story, Sassy and Her Saxophone.
Grains of sand in a box, juice in a box, my dad's old lunch box, Jack in the box, in my recesses, in my recess. Four square, thank you.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
I know
that was I'm in a Box, a poem by one cool kid who's definitely not square. We hope you jazz cats and various hip persons are enjoying your night here at R. Vincent's Beat Emporium, where the milk is cold and the talent's hot. We've got more on the way here for you in two shakes, so grab another saucer of moo juice and adjust your audio as I welcome our next artist. This little lady is not only a poet, but she has serious chops on the sax. Put your paws together for Sassy and a saxophone.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Thank you for that introduction. I'm lucky enough to play music for the world, but that wasn't always the case. Bongos, please.
You got it.
On the 21st of September, I got a saxophone. And oh, I loved my saxophone so much. I would always play bedtime, at snack time, at chore time. I simply wailed those blues. But without an audience there to hear me, it was Dullesville, USA. And so the day came that I reached my limit. Ugh. Here I am, cooking and jamming on this horn, but it's a drag and a half to only have inanimate household objects to play for. They can't even clap. I'm so frustrated, I'm about to flip my lid.
Sassy?
Oh, hey, Mom.
What is all this I hear about lids being flipped? I leave you alone to work on your homework, and next thing I know, you're making a commotion.
I'm upset. I'm never going to be the kind of musician I want to be if I only play in this house.
Musician? Since when do you have is that a flugelhorn?
It's a saxophone, Mother. And I told you, I got it at school. Ugh, you never listen to me. I'm taking my instrument and I'm taking this show on the road.
Where do you think you're going with that saxophone?
Outside! I want to play that saxophone for the world. Sit on the streets and be heard, Jack. What do you say, Mom? Are you with me?
No. No daughter of mine will sit on the streets and play for the world.
Why? Because you lack a fundamental respect for the arts as a chosen career path?
No. It's just, Sassy, if you do, the monster will come.
The monster?
Now give me that saxophone.
No, I'm out of here.
Come back here. And also, who's Jack? Who's Jack?
But I didn't give her the sax. I lived up to my name. I played that sax on the streets, and that monster came.
Oh, small human with a saxophone. Oh, nuts. I was this close to catching her. You can hide, but I'll find you one of these days. I'll find you. Oh, wow. That chase really got me hungry. I gotta go get something to eat.
Whew. After the monster passed by, I was still full of fear. Peeked out from my hiding spot, sensing someone was near.
Sassy!
Ah!
My girl, is that you hiding down there?
Oh, Dad, it's you.
Are you crouched in the bushes with a... Is that a bass trombone?
What? No, it's a sax,
interrupting you.
Nobody ever listens to me.
I heard that monster, and then I looked everywhere for you. What are you trying to do? Scare the daylights out of me? Now come home where it's safe.
But Dad, I want to go outside. I want to play my saxophone. I want to sit on the curb and be heard. What do you say, Dad? Will you support me?
Oh, Sassy. No. No daughter of mine will sit on the streets and play for the world.
But why? Because you believe music is an unpredictable source of income in a volatile economy?
No, Sassy, it's not that.
What then? A monster will come? Well, guess what? A monster already came, Dad, and I was fine.
No, it's worse. You see, if you do that, dogs will come.
Dogs? That's it? I'm not afraid of dogs.
I think dogs are very scary. Now give me that saxophone.
No, I'm out of here.
Wait, Sassy, come back.
But I didn't. I lived up to my name. I played that sax on the streets, and those dogs came. They were hot on my trail, but I didn't stick around long enough to see snout or tail.
I can't believe that human outran us, a pack of dogs.
We'd have her surrounded right now, but you just had to stop to smell that half-eaten pudding cup.
Come on, it was free food. You would have done the same thing.
Come on, pack of dogs. Looks like we have to go find ourselves something less musical to satisfy our appetite.
Pudding cup. I ran home, hopped in bed. Oh, Sassy, you've lost your way. This sax is trouble. You should give it away. And I planned to do just that the very next day.
Have a good weekend, class. And remember your spit valve etiquette. Stanley, I'm looking at you.
Ooh, it's like a slip and slide in row two. All right, now where did I put that cleansing cloth for my glasses? Oh,
Sassy, I'm sorry I didn't see you lingering there, you know, holding out your saxophone in my direction, looking heartbroken and dejected.
Miss Fuller, I'm turning in my instrument. I'm hanging up my music stand. I can't take it anymore.
Why? Because those who profit most from music streaming services are big tech companies rather than independent artists?
Well, no. There were monsters and dogs and... Listen, it's worse than it sounds. My parents were right. That sax is too much trouble, you dig? Take it to a place far away from me.
But Sassy, you love that saxophone. From the first moment, Sassy, you held that horn so brassy and classy. Why, you played it and it purred. My mind raced, my thoughts whirred. I was moved, I was stirred. And all at once I inferred, this was the sound your heart's true song preferred. And I knew at that moment that regardless of what occurred, since you loved making music, you'd find your way. You'd be spurred. An artist is still an artist, even in the face of defeats. Train the dogs, befriend the monsters, march to your own drums' beats. Sure, you might get discouraged, but never deterred. Now, Sassy, dear Sassy, go sit on the streets and be heard.
And that is exactly what I did.
All right, let's hear it for Sassy and her saxophone.
Wait a second. Who is that out there in the crowd? Can I get these house lights up? Pack of angry dogs from my backstory. Is it really you?
Yeah. And hey, sorry about before. We weren't angry, Sassy. We just wanted to hear you play.
I bark when I'm excited. Sorry.
And Monster, is that you?
Guilty. I came all the way from Toledo to hear you play for the world, Sassy. And to think, I can say that you once hid from me. From me! It's an honor and a privilege as a monster.
That's right, Sassy. Here at the Beat Emporium, we don't mind having a few animals in the crowd. Heck, tonight I even let in a couple of squares.
Hi, Sassy.
Mom? Dad?
Surprise!
Sorry we were so uptight before, but you know, we heard about that monster and dogs and, well, I guess we made some assumptions.
It happens to the best of us.
Thanks, Monster.
The end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
Send us your story.
We read them all.
We read them all.
You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up, we have a story from Sam, an 8-year-old in California, called The Beginning is the End. Have you ever wondered what happens to characters at the ends of stories? Well, Sam, the author of this one, thinks that the nice ones go to a planet called the End, and the mean characters go to another planet called the Mean Planet. But what happens when the Mean Planet and the End Planet clash? Well, to find out, you're gonna have to read Sam's story. Great work, Sam! Next up, from Robin, a 9-year-old in Canada, we have a story called The Wise Goat. And if you're like me, you probably think that when you watch TV, there are too many ads. But that is not what the goats in Robin's story think. No, the goats in Robin's story love ads. They love them so much that they actually watch ads for 2 million years straight. That's too many ads for me, but Robin, incredible, imaginative story. Next up from Charlie, a 7-year-old in New Jersey, we have The Girl Who Thought Syrup Was a Gel. And I bet you can imagine what kind of problems you would have if you thought syrup was gel and you put it all in your hair. Well, Charlie has done that imagining for you. And believe me, it is not pretty. A deer, an ant, a bee, a wasp, they all get involved in this girl's hair. And they all think it's pretty sweet. So sweet, in fact, that the girl herself takes a bite of her own hair at the end of the story. Thank you for this incredible story, Charlie. And finally, from Ella, an 8-year-old in Ohio, we have Our Teachers in Apple. So listeners, what would you do if one day you walked into your classroom at school and saw on your teacher's desk an apple and realized that your teacher had turned into an apple? Well, Ella's story explores this exact predicament, and it is very interesting what the students decide to do. And to see for yourself, you are going to have to read Ella's story. To do just that and to read all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast. And now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com, and remember, we respond to every single story we receive.
That was Roll Call.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Gabriella, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brennan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll Call theme by Andrew Barbado. Sassy and Her Saxophone was adapted by Lee Polis and features performances by Abel Arias, Langston Darby, Lindsay Ford, Matthew Gehring, Kristen Henley, Peter McNerney, and Megan O'Neill. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Okay, I can't hold it in any longer. I am also a saxophone player. Yes, just like Sassy, I dream of playing the saxophone on the streets for everyone to hear. In fact, I'm incredibly good at the saxophone. I've been playing for a long time, and I'm often mentioned with such luminaries as John Coltrane, Pharoah Saunders, Lisa Simpson. Basically, any incredible saxophone player is my peer. And to prove it to you, I'd like to play for you right now. In fact, this is the Story Pirates podcast debut of my incredible, groundbreaking, beautiful saxophone music. Enjoy. Oh.